Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, Hayden Muller competed in the Cottage Grove Girls Invitational over the weekend in wrestling and won all three of her matches by fall in the 135-pound category to take the title. She defeated Hannah Cook from Cottage Grove in the quarterfinals, Lydia Loza of Corvallis in the semifinal, and Divinity Ferris of Reedsport in the championship match. For the boys, Yoscar De La Mora finished in second place in the 106-pound category, and Mason Buss finished third in the 120-pound class. Heather Wyricks had a season-high 17 points on Saturday as the Mapleton Sailor girls defeated the McKenzie team 37-18. Mapleton improves to 3-14 on the season. The Mapleton boys also found success against McKenzie, defeating them 51-32. Friday night, the Sayusaw Vikings visited Junction City. The boys were defeated 52-47. It was a back-and-forth game with six lead changes in the fourth quarter. Terry Brody led all Vikings with 12. Four Vikings were in double figures. The Viking girls were also defeated, losing 48-35. Mia Collins had 14 points and five block shots in the defeat. Stanford men took down the Oregon Ducks on Saturday, 70-60. The Lady Ducks took down the Colorado Buffalo, where Sabrina Ionescu scored her 23rd triple-double in the 101-53 victory. She had 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 13 assists in three quarters of play. The Oregon women are on the hardwood to face UConn this afternoon in non-conference play. Tip-off between the Ducks and Huskies is at 4 o'clock in Storrs, Connecticut. The OSU men dropped a heartbreaker in Berkeley on Saturday, succumbing to the Cardinals 69-67, but the women took down the Utah Utes 77-65 with 20 points and 12 rebounds from Michaela Pivik. That's Coast Radio Sports for Monday, February 3rd, 2020.